In the midst of my trial, Lord, give me a song. In the midst of my trial, Lord, give me a song. Winston Churchill said that truth is incontrovertible. Malice may attack it, ignorance may deride it, but in the end, there it is. Carlyle said, truth crushed to earth will rise again. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The hymnologist said, mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Then he said, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Amen. I want to share with you, my dear brothers and sisters, a special thought and message as we begin this new year, a new chapter on the journey of life. And we are so thankful to the Lord for his goodness and his mercy. And we know that without him, we would not be here today. This is the year that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be. You glad about it? You glad to be here to see another day? The first Lord's Day in the new year? Amen. Jesus said concerning his mission, Luke chapter 4, verses 18 and 19, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And it's interesting that the phrase "the acceptable year of the Lord" means the year of the Lord's favor. It means the year of the Lord's favor. And 2015 is the year of the Lord's favor. Amen. Because without his favor, praise be unto his glorious name, we would not be here today. So if you have your personal copy of the world's bestseller, I want to call your attention this morning to two scriptural sites. The first site is Matthew chapter 8. And I want you to read with me as we do, verses 1 through 4. And then we're going to go to chapter 9, read verses 18 through 21. But the first place is Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 through 4. If you have it, say amen. I'm going to ask you, as we do, is to read the word of God after me. And when he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshiped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus saith unto him, See thou, tell no man. But go thy way. Show thyself to the priest. And offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Now if you'll go with me to the 9th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. And we want to begin reading at the 18th verse through verse number 21. If you have it, say amen. And while he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshiped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. Thank you for the reading of the word of God by the people of God in the house of God. I want to share a special message with you this morning that I hope will bless you, encourage you. And I want you to repeat this subject after me. Touched at the deepest level. I said again, touched at the deepest level. Say it again, touched at the deepest level. You know, sometime in life, people can be touched. And sometimes you hear people say, I was touched in a deep way. I was moved in a deep way by either what I saw or what I heard or what was done. And the reality is that we all can be touched. I would suggest that we need to be touched. And we need to be touched at the deepest level. Sometimes people have been touched by the negative. So much in life that it beats the hope out of them. They've been touched so much and so deeply by things going wrong. They are acquainted with Murphy's Law. And Murphy says that if it can go wrong, it will. And they just don't believe that life has any good for them. Well, sometime in life, as we read, Jesus would touch people. As that leper came to him and said to him, if you really wanted to, you could make me clean. And Jesus said to him, I do want to. And he touched him and immediately he was healed. He was cleansed. And then there was a woman driven by sickness and said, if after she had exhausted all of her money, lets you know that you can be up one moment and life has a way of being a roller coaster. And you find yourself down. One thing I like about this woman, even though she was down, she never lost hope. She kept hope alive. You see, you got to be careful about the conversations you have with yourself. Not only the conversation that other people have with you, but you got to be careful about the conversations you have with yourself. What are you telling yourself when you have a serious conversation with yourself? Amen. But she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, Oh, somehow, I believe I'll be made whole. Amen. Well, the devil even knows some about touching folks. And the devil says that if you just let me touch him, let me touch him at the deepest level, I will make him renounce you. I'll make him give up on his faith. I'll make him give up on God if you just let me touch him. God said, go on, touch him, but don't you kill him. And he touched them. Sometimes you get touched by sickness. Sometimes you get touched by disappointment. Sometimes you get touched by setbacks, bad breaks. Oh, you get touched sometimes. But after the devil touched him, Job's wife got involved. She touched him. As Dr. Sperling said, sometimes they say stuff like that. Yeah. Praise God. I didn't expect me to amen from the ladies on that, but the truth shall set you free. Amen. So why do you still retain your integrity? Ain't nothing to live for now. And Job with great nobility said, you speak like a foolish woman. God, you mean you tell me I'm just going to bless God when he's giving me good things? You ain't going to bless God when it's raining? Oh yes, I can praise him for the sunshine and the birds. I can praise him because he hung the sun and the moon and he flung the stars way out yonder like exquisite chandeliers and their silvery sockets. I can praise him then. But can you praise him in the midst of a storm? Can you praise him then? And he said, no, I'm not gonna renounce God. I'm not gonna give up my faith. I'm having a tough time, but I'm gonna hang in there. And that's what you have to do. Sometimes you have to, in life, when you come to the end of your rope, tie a knot on the end and just hang on anyhow. Well, the word touch means to, it means to, in a physical sense, is when you can touch somebody with your fingertips, you can feel it. You can touch somebody in that way. And sometimes when you talk about being touched, you're talking about being affected. Something ever happened in your life and it touched you? One person said that a man had been through some bad business ventures and it touched him so he felt like he could never go in business again because ain't nobody no good. And you've been touched in a negative way when you always see the glass half full. Sort of like the lady who was complaining about her neighbor's clothes and looking out her window and said, that woman ought to be ashamed of herself hanging up them dirty clothes on that line. And I don't know what's wrong with her hanging up them dirty clothes. And then when she went outside, she found out the clothes weren't dirty, her window was dirty. Is that all right? So you have to be careful what you let touch you. And I suggest to you that you gotta be touched. And so, three things I want you to see. Here's the first thing I want you to see, and that is we need to be touched on the deepest level. This is a new year, and I need something to touch me. I need something to inspire me. Amen. Well, man is he's called a triune, or a trichotomy. Man is a threefold being. Man has a body, man has a spirit, man has a soul. And from a psychological standpoint, man is rational. He can think, he can reason. Man is emotional. He can experience emotions. He can experience positive emotions, joy and happiness. And he also can experience negative emotion, depression, anger, sadness. Amen. And then, of course, man is volitional. That is, man can make decisions. And we make decisions all the time. But because man is a threefold being, because you're threefold, you can be touched physically. You can be touched emotionally. You can be touched volitionally or psychologically. And also, we can be touched spiritually. But let me suggest something to you. And you know, we need to get down to the core of the matter. And that is, we talk about people being transformed. Transforming your life. Well, you know, really the reality is you're not going to transform your life if you hadn't been touched at a deep level. We talk about walking in newness of life. Well, people ain't going to walk in newness of life unless you've been touched. You're going to keep doing the same thing you've been doing unless you've been touched at a deep level. We talk about moving to the next level. It ain't going to happen if I haven't been touched. I need something to touch me at a deeply. I need something to inspire me. Oh, I need something to move me. If I'm gonna live up to the demands of love and loyalty and commitment, it ain't gonna happen unless I've been touched at a deep level. I'm saying you gotta let something touch you. And some of the greatest words, some of the most touching words in the world are found in the Bible. Some of the greatest, most touching, moving stories are found in the Word of God. And they're in there because God knows I need to be touched at the deepest level. I need to touch Christ and I need Jesus to touch me. How else are you going to live in a world so saturated and inundated with sin if something doesn't touch you, inspire you? We threw out a challenge to the men. I want to say we're challenging all the men in 2015 to step up and be on time for Sunday school. Well, you ain't going to do it if you ain't touched. You just keep sleeping like you've been sleeping. I didn't expect much on that, Jesus. Amen. If I'm going to change, something has got to touch me. There's something I know a lot of y'all ready for. Y'all ready for some new things in 2015? Yep. I'm expecting this to be my best year ever. I gotta believe that. I can't go into the year pessimistic. Oh Lord, I don't know what's gonna happen this year. I can't approach this year in that way, Sister Johnson. I got to approach this year with optimism. I wanna be inspired. I wanna be touched. And I wanna be touched at the deepest level. We read in the Bible about the great people in the Bible, about a woman by the name of Sarah, and how at 90 some years old she had a baby. Let me tell you something, age ain't nothing but a number. You old cause you think you old. Did you hear what I said? Don't let folks tell you, well, you old. I ain't old. I'm 60. I'm a young man. I'm a young man. Care what y'all say. Amen. Cupcake ain't nothing but a spring chicken at 81. Don't let nobody put you in a box. You need something to touch you. You smell the coffee. You can see the roses. You can be impressed with the magnificence of a sunset and a sunrise. Yes, I want to be touched. You look at the great people of Scripture. Something was moving them. Something was touching them. Abraham. The folks went through the Red Sea. David went out to face a 9-foot-tall giant. One day, he was a shepherd and he cared about the sheep. And one day, a bear came out and took a sheep. David went out after him and grabbed that bear by the beard and went upside his head until he turned that lamb loose. I tell you, some had to touch him. You're not going to release your greatness. And I'm telling you, greatness is in you. God put it in you. But you ain't gonna you will never release your greatness if you're not touched at the deepest level. Amen. You'll never step into your greatness. And wouldn't it be a shame to die with your song still inside of you? You need to sing your song and make your contribution so the world can know you've been here. You don't want to die on the wings of mediocrity. You want to be touched. Can I give you some examples? Here's my second point. Examples of people who were touched at the deepest level. You know, sometimes what starts out as an ordinary day, something extraordinary can take place in an ordinary day. May I illustrate it? That was a woman, Sister Yvonne, who had all kind of problems in her life. She couldn't stay married. Hello? Had all kind of relationship issues. Had 5 husbands. And the one she had at the time, she was just shacking with him. Now you know, if you do anything, you need to have a license. If you're going to drive a car, you need a license. Hello. If you're going to go fishing, you need a license. If you're going to live together, you need a license. Oh, I didn't know. Where that come from? Couldn't keep it together. And on an ordinary day, she came to the well just to get some water. Just routine. That's what she did. She didn't really have one of them great high-powered jobs. She just simply came to the well to get some water. And on that day, something extraordinary happened in her life. She got touched that day. Because on that well, the Son of God was sitting on that well. Somebody said, Brother Spelling, he was a well sitting on a well. Is that all right? And she came just to get some water. Nothing, wasn't expecting nothing great. And the Son of God said to her, give me some water. That blew her mind. She said, how is it you being a Jew would even talk to me? Me being a Samaritan woman, you would ask me for some water. And then Jesus said to her, if you knew who I was, and if you knew the gift of God, you'd be asking me for some water. And she said, sir, the well is deep and you don't have anything to draw with. And he told her, and the conversation moved from religion to worship to relationships. And finally she said, give me some of this water. He said to her, go call your husband. She said, I ain't got no husband. She said, you right, because you done had 5 and the one you got now ain't yours. And she said, sir, I believe you a prophet. Amen. And then she was touched so deeply. Now watch this. She came to the well to get some water, but she was touched so deeply, she left her water pot. Because she got touched. And she ran and told the men in Samaria, come see a man who told me everything I've ever done. Isn't this the Christ? She got touched. So when you get touched, you'll go tell somebody about Jesus. Is that all right? May I give you another example? Another example was a woman who was a sinner. In Luke chapter 7, Jesus was invited to the home of a Pharisee by the name of Simon. And that was a woman who had messed up her life. She had done all kinds of things. She had messed up her name. She had messed up her reputation. And there's a lot of folks who will help you mess up your life, help you mess up your name, help you mess up your reputation. And then they'll stand back and talk about you. This woman had messed up her life. Everybody knew she wasn't about nothing. Then she heard Jesus was at this self-righteous Pharisee's house. And she came in, and watch this, Sister Johnson, and she immediately began to cry. The tears. When the last time you had a real good cry about your life? Wept by, something move you. Something touch you, somebody, it just move you to tears. You just felt it so deeply. It just moved you. She stood behind him crying. And the tears were so profuse. She washed his feet with her tears and she dried them with her hair. Because she was touched. And Simon sitting there looking at Christ, talking about if you ain't no prophet, because if you was a prophet, you wouldn't let this woman be touching you. He went on to told a story about two debtors, and the bottom line was neither one could pay. They owed different amounts, but neither one could pay. And he said the reason why this woman was so touched, because she knew God had done so much for her. And let me tell you something, when you get touched, you're not going to need nobody to tell you, go out and do something special and wonderful. Because she brought an alabaster box of precious ointment. When you get touched, ain't nobody got to tell you to spend no money or give no money. Because you moved and you touched to do it. Did nobody have to call a meeting and say, now girl, you know you ought to do something for Jesus? Jesus had touched her soul. She went and got the ointment. It costs a lot of money too. And she put it on his feet. Because he had touched her at the deepest level. Let me give you one more. Saul of Tarsus. Man who hated Christ. And you know, sometimes when folks hate you, they hate everybody who like you. You better hear me on this. They hate you because you like her. Is that all right? That shows you how intense the hate can be. He hated Christ and he hated anybody who was associated with Christ. And then one day, Christ touched him. He touched him. And touched him on a deep level. In fact, I brought, Brother Sperling, I brought the Everlasting Gospel translation by Dr. Hugo McCoy, the late Dr. Hugo McCoy. And I want to read to you what he said about being touched. This is 1 Timothy 1, verses 12 through about 17. And this communicates how God had touched him. And you'll never step into your greatness until you let God touch you. Amen. Listen. Verse 12. I thank him who hath enabled me. Here's a man who hated Christ. Listen to him now. You ever didn't like somebody and something happened, change your whole outlook about that person? I couldn't stand you. Lady was telling me, I told her, I'm going to be your husband. She said, no, you ain't. I can't hardly stand to look at you. How you going to be my? I don't like you. I don't like you like that. That dude, he wasn't studying that. He just kept on sending her flowers, cards, candy, perfume. She said, I don't want this stuff. So finally, one day he kept saying, she said, well, I might as well go eat somebody to keep sending it. He kept sending it, Jay. And finally, not only did he wear her down, she walked down the aisle with him. See, something can come along and change your whole outlook. Is that all right? He said, he considered me dependable and placed me in service. I had been a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man, but I received mercy because what I had done was in ignorance and unbelief. Then he said, this is what touched him, y'all. He said, the grace of our Lord overflowed with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. He said, this is a reliable saying. Here's something everybody ought to hear. You ought to hear this, Taiwan. He said, this is a reliable saying deserving a full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. What a statement to make. But I receive mercy so that in me as the worst, Christ might display all his patience. Lord, I want to thank you for your patience. Thank you for not being through with me. Thank you for not throwing me away. When I was hard-headed and disobedient, you still was loving me. You didn't have to love me like you did, but you did. And I thank you. You didn't have to bless me like you did, but you did. And I thank you that he might display in me all his patience. He said, I am an example to those who believe. But let me tell you something. If Jesus Christ could save Paul, could save David, a man who killed a man and committed adultery, he's going to be in heaven, y'all. Show you how deep this grace thing is. God can fix it. You may have made a mess of your life, but I'm telling you, Christ can fix it. Amen. Christ can touch you at the deepest level. Is that all right? And so he said, I thank Christ Jesus. He enabled me. He put me into ministry. Why? He let me preach it. Here's a final thing I want to share with you. It's letting Christ touch you. How many are going to let Christ touch you this year? Amen. Letting Christ touch you in 2015. Oh, the Lord is so good, ain't he? As the songs that he watched over me all night long. Lord, I know you've been so good. So we ought to allow His word to touch us. Because God's word can touch you at the deepest level. Why, Brother Moss? Because it's quick and powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and the joints and the marrow. And it is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of your heart. You see, God's word can do for you what psychiatry can't do for you. God's word can do for you what psychology can't do for you. Is that all right? And then God's word never comes back to him void. I hear the prophet Isaiah say, as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but it watereth the earth, causing it to bud and to sprout, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. I'm telling you, the word of God can touch you at the deepest level. How many want to be touched by the word of God? That's why David said, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And then let the sacrifice of Christ touch you. Time and time again, we're reminded Christ died for us. Did y'all hear me? I said, Christ died for us. Christ died for my sins. All the stuff I did, I knew was wrong. And stuff I do, and I know it's wrong now. Y'all better come on, talk to me. Christ died for my sin. God so loved the world that he gave his. Does that, you mean tell me you sit here and the man died for you and you just said, move me? While we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. Greater love have no man than this. Who really loves you? Who really loves you in your life? You ever thought some folks love you and they didn't? A little lady said, my sister knew, my children gonna take care of me. When time came for the children to step up, the children stepped out. Are y'all hearing me? I want to know who loved you. Who died for you? Wide wasn't crucified for you. He's a great man. Moss didn't die for you. You wasn't baptized. Philando wasn't baptized in the name of Harris. He was baptized into the name of Christ. And I got to give my brother some props, because boy, Philando said, man, I got to go in that cold water. I said, yeah, man, you got to go in there. I said, didn't I say that, Doc? And I said, well, he said, well, can't you just dip me? I said, we're going to dip you in there. But we got to dip you under there. We got to immerse you in that water. Is that all right? I called Martin. I called Martin for Lando. I said, Martin. Martin said, Doc. He said, Doc, that water sure was cold. And he was the baptizer. He was the baptizer. He hollering about the water. I guess the Lord didn't want me in that water because he knew I'd been sick. So he kept me out of that water. But I done went in there. Is that all right? I'm telling you, Philando knew that Christ died for his sins according to the scriptures. And then finally, let me tell you, let the grace of God touch you. Yvonne, I want to tell you, sweetheart, we love you. You are an inspiration. I know it's been tough for you. You and Dr. West. But I want to let you know how you inspire us. Amen. You inspire us, princess. Is that all right? But I got a message for you. That in 2015, God's grace will be sufficient for you. is nothing you're going to face, or any of us that we're going to face this year, that His grace won't be sufficient for us. I don't care what it is. I'm telling you, His grace, the living Christ, let Him touch you. Let Him touch you at the deepest level. For He said, "For my strength is made perfect in your weakness." Amen. And He been carrying you all the time. Amen. When Martha's strength gave out, Jesus stepped in. When Mama did all she could do, Jesus, "All right now, Mama, you sit down. Let me step in." When Daddy did all he could do, when nobody else could do anything, He stepped in and said, "My grace." And I don't know, my dear sister, His grace is sufficient for you, Cookie. For you, Sister Faye. Dr. White, sometimes you don't feel good, Doc. Yeah. And sometimes you wonder, these folks with these resumes so slow on these jobs, and Phyllis said, "All right now." But I'm telling you, Dr. White, yes, sir, His grace is sufficient. Sister White, His grace. Let His grace touch you. Come hell, come high water, it's everything gonna be alright. Is that alright? So you ought to, let, as the song said, you ought to reach out and touch somebody's hand. And Sister Faith sang it so beautifully. Make it a better world if you can. Is that alright? Oh, I found the love that pardons. I found the stripes that heal. I found grace for all my weakness. And I found the blood that covers all my sin. If you're caught up in the whirling storms of life, there's a power that can touch you. If you feel like you're coming up the rough side of the mountain, there's a power that can touch you. If you feel like you've been knocked down and knocked out, there's a power that can touch you. When you don't know what to do, I tell you, there's a power that can touch you. Through the pain, through the strain, there's a power that can touch you. Is that all right? He said, "Look unto me, all you ends of the earth, and be saved, because I'm God, and I'm God all by myself." Is that all right? So I said, "Lord, touch me in 2015 and inspire me, Lord, and motivate me, Lord, and help me to be all I can be in 2015. And the Lord has said, "I ain't near about through with you." And the Lord is saying to you in 2015, "You just watch me work. Watch my love work. Watch my grace work. Watch my hope work. Watch my peace work. You ain't seen nothing yet." And so I say, "Lord, touch us at the deepest level." The devil says, "If I could touch you, I'll make you renounce Christ." And you got to say, "No, no. I'm going to hold on to God's unchanging hand." Yes, sir. Would you stand? That's the message. Would you pray with me, please? Would you pray with me? Father, thank you so much for allowing us to see another year. Lord, I don't have words to express how good you've been to me. It's been some pain, but you healed me. I got knocked down, but you picked me up. You told me I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. So, Father, touch this congregation. Touch us at the deepest level Lord, inspire us. Help us to release our greatness. Help us to step into our greatness. And Lord, I ask that you allow this year to be the greatest year yet. And we know with you, if you touch us at the deepest level, Lord, we know everything will be all right. Thank you for every member, every brother, every sister, every child, every family. And I just want to just praise your name. Lord, I'm so joyful. I'm so happy today. And I know this happiness is in my heart. It came from you. Got so much to be thankful for. Lord, I'm so optimistic. And I know that whatever happens, your grace is sufficient for us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank. I want to thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. You spared my life. You spared my life. Lord, I know you. Oh, you spared. Oh, you spared my life. Well, I know you spared my life. I just want. Oh, thank you, Lord.